All right, good Tuesday morning. Welcome to the WLBB Community Voice on News Talk 1330, FM 106.3, streaming live online at newstalk1330.com. My name's Colin Worthington. It took me a while to remember how to push these buttons and how to get this thing going. You're off for 4 days.
Right.
And, you forget all that stuff. Even though I had done it for like 2 months straight, it was like one of those things you do in your sleep. Mm-hmm. But we did figure it out just in time to discuss with my guest this morning. He is anxiously waiting the results of Election Day. As a reminder, today is Election Day. Carroll, Harrelson County, throughout the whole state of Georgia. But, you know, if you're listening to us, you're probably in Carroll, Harrell, Douglas, Hurd, or Paulding, or Cayuga County. Here in Carroll County, you will not vote at the elections office. You'll go to one of your polling places. Even on election days in the past, somebody always ends up showing up at 6:30 over at the elections office, and then they got to rush you back to your polling place to make sure you work. So find out where your polling place is today so you can vote in one of those four or five challenged races that will affect Carroll County. One of the challenged races is on the Republican side for the District 71 State House race, who will replace Jay Collins, who decided not to seek re-election this year, two Republican candidates. And whoever wins that race, we should know by the end of this evening, will meet up with this handsome young gentleman who's got big dreams coming out of Villarrica. He's on the Democrat ballot in November. He'll challenge again whoever wins the Republican race for District 71. His name's Kwasi Hudson. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Thank you for having me this morning.
Absolutely. It's
yes,
good
sir.
To see you again. Thanks for bringing in the sweet rolls.
Yes.
Taking care of me and the entire staff this morning.
Yes.
Loading up. probably fall asleep about 9:30 after digging in those. Kwasi, you've been on this program at least twice, right?
I think this is maybe my third or fourth time.
A third or fourth time?
Yeah, actually.
I remember we brought you in just, it might have been around Memorial Day about 4 or 5 years ago, just talking about your service.
Mm-hmm.
And we probably could talk about that a little bit more as we discuss your candidacy.
Right.
So, but first of all, let us recap. Who is Kwasi Hudson before we ask the big question?
Oh,
why
man,
are
that's,
you running for this
seat? Boy, that's probably the toughest question I'm going to answer throughout this whole
campaign.
Who is
Kwasi Hudson today?
Because I'm not really a big self-advocate of myself, but let me just
you're gonna have to learn.
Have to learn that I'm a father, you know, father four, grandfather two, son of Charles and Vicky Hudson, very proud of that, brother, and just a common person trying to do some common things, you know. That's really it. I love this community. I love the Florida community, the 71 district. Carrollton's okay, you know.
No, we don't have the cameras on, so they cannot see the tongue placed firmly in cheek there, Kwasi.
Right. I love Carrollton, but and Temple's good to me as well. But I'm just a guy here who's trying to who's been an advocate for everyone. You know, that's me. You know, I'm for what's right. I'm for justice, and I'm for everyone, pro-human, you know, a human for humans. That's kind of sort of how I would put my describe myself. I'm just a human for humans.
And let me reemphasize it. Kwasi is on the ballots here, but he just doesn't have a challenger. So I mean, that's why. I mean, this will probably be an easier show than and just the hard-hitting ones when we got challengers
on
the ballot.
Right.
But you'll be back in August, September, or
most
October.
Definitely. Most
and,
definitely.
And we'll talk about that general election.
Most
well,
definitely.
When we do know who will be opposing you on that ballot. Well, the next big question is why? Why would you want to be a state rep? Why would you want to get involved in that? Was there an issue that just caught your attention? And then that'll lead into the inevitable Democrat
you.
In this district.
I got
you. Know,
you. I got you. Yeah, that's a great question. And that's the question that I'm used to answering, that I want to answer, you know, that because jumping out here in a race is a very tough decision, you know. And it was a tough one. I probably didn't get much sleep during qualifying week that week. The reason why is that I want to give people in my community a choice. You know, that's number one. I want people who think like me to have a choice for who they want to represent them in the state house, or who they want to vote, keep their vote going for them in the state house, who they want to vote like them on the state house. You know, when I say like me, you know, it's some small things, or not really small things, big things. You know, I am pro-choice on abortion. You know, I think it's a woman's right. So if you think like me on that, you should be voting for me, honestly. I'm for workers' rights, you know. I believe that Georgia does a great job of stopping workers or trying to pause workers to become unionized in the state, you know. And I think that keeps us from making the right amount of money that we should be making on some of these jobs. You know, workers don't have that very much protection in a full right state. So I'm for workers, you know. So if you're for workers and you're thinking about unionizing and trying to close this wealth gap, you know, I'm your guy, you know, because I really think the most important thing or the most important battle in America, you know, I think people say it's immigration or it's this or it's that. I really think it's the wealth gap that we have in America right now. And I really think those who have the money, you know, the stupid wealthy money, they do a great job of making us who don't have that amount of money pointing each other, thinking it's their fault that we don't have the money, you know. So, and they have us doing battles that we shouldn't be battling, like black and white, Republican or Democrat, LGBTQ versus heterosexual, you know, just things of that nature. And that puts us in a spot where we really don't have communications with our community as we should, and we start kind of sticking our pockets. But I'm kind of going off topic, but boom, that's number two, you know. Number three, I wear a lot of caps out here in this community. You know, I'm the president of the Kiwanis Club in Villarican Temple. I'm the third VP of the Carroll County NAACP. I'm the second or third vice chair, it don't matter, I don't know, of the Carroll County Democratic Party, you know. And in that Democratic Party, one of my responsibilities is trying to find people to run for candidate and for the Democrats here. And that's been a tough challenge, you know. And when I'm trying to recruit people, they always ask me, have you ran for office? And that answer is always no, but I've worked on every campaign in Villarica for the last maybe 8 to 10 years, you know, so I know a little thing or two about running campaigns, but it's not like sitting in that chair. So I'm hoping I can develop a roadmap, a game plan for other Democrats to come behind me and win in this very conservative area, because there are pockets in this county where we win. You know, demographics are changing, you know. So there are some places where we can do some things that as Democrats in this county. And one more thing, and it's not scary no more to say you are a Democrat in Carroll County. Now, it may be a little scary to say you're progressive in Carroll County. Now, we're not going to get crazy, but it's not scary for people to say that we are here in Carroll County. Democrats are here and we want some things to happen. So this is just the first step of many steps for the county party.
Quasi Hudson, my guest on this morning's Community Voice program. He's a Democrat candidate for District 71 State House seat, the seat currently held by Jay Collins, and he did not seek re-election this year, did not qualify to seek re-election, so there will be a new representative for District 71 beginning in 2025. You did touch on something that I'm familiar with hearing. Hey, we got to put a candidate out there.
Right.
You know, we need to have somebody just to give you a different choice. And that was, you know, Pat Rudy over
right.
the last decade or so has kind of filled those shoes.
Right.
And that was one of her statements that always stuck with me.
Trust me, she called me during qualifying week
to confirm that you were going to do it. So she
every day
step up. Well, I mean, but Pat, I'll tell you what, Pat, you know, love her.
Yes.
But she wasn't a very active candidate.
Right.
She wasn't. I mean, do you see that being? I mean, are you going to? Is it time to make that stand for you to be more visible
out there?
Yeah.
Most definitely, because if I'm planning to build a road, you know, for the Democrats in this area, I have to be active. I have to build relationships and repair some relationships and strengthen relationships, you know. So definitely that's what I've been doing early on. You know, I don't have a challenger, so it doesn't make sense for me to buy signs right now, because if I buy signs right now, they're not going to be sitting there in October. They're going to get stolen or something. So no, I'm not spending that money. But I have been having discussions with different people in the community, you know, with different groups in the community, letting them know who I am, what I'm doing. I am for real. This is a real campaign. We are running to win. You know, we think that we can win. I believe we have the ability to win. I definitely have all the resources. the Democratic Party. I would give Brian Hager a standing hand clap every time I get a chance to brag on this guy. I am. I believe he has done a great job in growing our party here in Carroll County. The Fairfield Democrats, you can count on them to come out and fundraise and door knock and do things of this nature. Like in my days when I was working on campaigns, it was canvassing, it was me and the candidate. And Miss Brooks, you know, that was it, door to door, knocking on doors. You know, it was me doing Miss Brooks when she was running for office. Me and Miss Brooks. Then Dominique came along and helped. Then was when Dominique ran, it was Dominique, Miss Brooks, and myself doing Michelle Bell, who ran for city council maybe 6 years ago, maybe 8 years ago. It was Miss Brooks, myself, and Cheryl Bell. You know, so it's always been hard for Democrats or local people to find people who will go out and actually do the work. But Democrats in Carroll County, Brian and his team, I'm part of that team, so yay to me, have done a great job of building our team over the course of the last 2 years. So I'm looking forward to getting it going and seeing what we can do this year.
Quasi Hudson is the Democrat candidate to represent District 71 here in West Georgia. And we'll take our break. We'll come back and remind people what that district is and see, you know, why you could be optimistic. I mean, I'd seen some numbers over the weekend that, you know, suggest reasons for optimism for Democrats, at least for a little part of it. Mm-hmm. And maybe I just need to clarify where that line is,
right.
The eastern portion of that line. Mm-hmm. So we'll come back and continue our interview with Quasi Hudson, again, Democrat candidate for District 71 State House Rep. He is unchallenged in this general primary, but he'll be on the ballot in November, where he will either be challenged by Judd Howard or Mark Latanzio. Those are the Republican candidates. That race is challenged on ballots today. So do hope everybody goes out there and if they have the opportunity to vote. I think right now Carroll County is looking at about 5.1% early voting. So we'll see if those numbers increase. They'll increase a little bit, I'm sure. But by the time the day is done. I also want to remind you at 7 o'clock when the polls closed, you can tune into News Talk 1330, FM 106.3, KISS 102.7, or WKNG King Country 93.7, because we'll have all the stats and reporting that is available from the Harrelson County Elections Office and the Carroll County Elections Office. And because Kim Fitzgerald over in Douglas County promised to listen tonight, we're going to try and sneak in some Douglas County results as
right.
well. Heck, if we've got time to fill, we may dig up Heard County and Coweta County, because we know we've got listeners out there as well. Maybe we'll throw in some Paulding County as well. If we do have time, hopefully those numbers will just kind of flood in and we can be done by 7:30 tonight.
Right.
Never works that way. But anyway, we'll take our first break right now. Time right now is 8:43. Community Voice, brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
The World Language Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined, curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in biliteracy fields of study. The successful completion of this journey provides colleges with a method to recognize a rigorous foreign language immersion experience for all students at Oak Mountain Academy. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3. My name is Colin Worthington. My guest is Quasi Hudson. He's a Democrat candidate for District 71 State House. Waiting on ballots to be counted tonight to find out who his challenger will be, his Republican challenger, in the November general election. Is that the first Tuesday, second Tuesday of November? It's a Tuesday in November,
Tuesday.
Probably early part of the month.
Right.
I still remember.
I just know it's November 5th. That's all I know.
Is that okay? It's November 5th
yes.
this year. All
yes.
right, good. Again, Quasi is my guest this morning. Let's for listeners who may be not sure if they live in that District 71 territory, what is the boundary for D71?
Well, it starts over at Lake Seaton and comes over to Carrollton. Carrollton downtown. I mean, you know, I do want to say this. I'll be remiss if I can say this. I can cross over the street. I can look across the street and look at the west side, but the west side's not in my district. You know, I wish the west side was in my district, but it's not. So then it comes up through Sharp Creek, Temple, Villa Rica, Douglas County side, you know, on the, let's see, Temple, that would be...
Is it north to south on Douglas County? Is it from the...
No, it doesn't hit no Douglas County, you know.
Really? It doesn't mean, okay.
No Douglas County. So no Douglas County, and it rides the Tallapoosa River on the other side of the area. So Temple, Villa Rica, and mostly Carrollton, you know, so...
And then the other state house rep for Carroll County would be Tyler Paul Smith. Is that District 18? Remember, it used to be Kevin Cooks was that District 18.
Is it 72?
Is it 72? Well, I'm not sure. It's not your district. You don't care. Right? Right. And then the day before I need to know that number, I'm sure I'll study up on that and hopefully remember it. All right. Time right now is 8:46. I was thinking that a little bit of Douglas County was in that district, and I saw some stats this weekend to where I think there's optimism, where I think people generally think of Douglas County as Democrats are dominant.
Right.
And it's amazing to be so close to, you know, that to be the next county over. Right. Do you see that reason to be optimistic for Democrats in the future?
I'm going to tell you, we're really chasing voters who won't come out. You know, that's the main thing. You know, that's really the main thing. I think maybe over the course of the last few elections that has not been a national election, I think it'd be like 13%, 11%, 8%, something like that. A lot of people don't come out and vote. I think that we can, a campaign that we're looking to work on and start and flow through this year will bring about some people who don't usually come out and vote. So those are the people who we are additionally chasing to. You know, we're chasing the people who normally vote Democrats. And we're chasing people of color, you know, Hispanic, Black people, African Americans. But we're also chasing some people who, we're chasing those as voters who normally vote. But we're also going to try to find a way to chase those voters and who don't vote normally, you know. And I think the way we do that is that
I was going to ask you, well, how do you do that? But I didn't know if you wanted to give me the secret.
Well, that's a good point. I may keep it to myself, you know, but I think that the other side is doing a great job getting their people out already, you know. And so I'm just, you know, hopefully some people might hear this who know I'm talking to them right now, is to get the influencers in the community involved. And so I'm looking to call a lot of influencers in the Carroll County area who know somebody, who can push somebody, who has the ability to influence people, who people listen to in our county, you know. And there's a lot of people out here, you know. It's like when I was growing up in this field, you know, it seems like only there are only a few influencers in the county, you know. But right now, our county has grown, you know, and with the addition of social media and things of that nature, you know, it's people out just sitting at home and just influencing the whole people, you know, groups with like 5,000 members in it, you know, things of that nature. So it's a lot of different ways you can contact people out here in the county. It's just making sure you find the right way to do it, you know. And so I'm very excited to see what the results will be in November, you know, and just how we change the vote count, you know, and it's, if what the plan is, does it work or does it not work? That's really it. And if it doesn't work, go back to the board and gear up for 2026, you know. So that's where we're at.
Well, for the voters that, I mean, the numbers are always, I mean, they're always low for every race. And, I'm sure there's 20 different reasons, but is there an age group that's not going out there more than, you know, the youth? I mean, you know, 21 to 35?
I think if you look at differently from each race, because you really can't compare presidential elections to other elections, you know. And so, and the local elections is what we're really discussing right now. So and those races, I just think it's all across the board, you know. It's not really a clear-cut demographic locally that doesn't come vote. It's just that voters, in my honest opinion, voters in this area are for whatever reasons, and I can give you 20 reasons, I'm working too much. I'm chasing my kids for AAU ball, and I got to take my other one to track practice. I don't know anybody on the ballot. I hear that all the time. You know, I don't know anybody on the ballot. There's only one person running. Why do you need to come out and vote? So there's a lot of reasons why that people don't come out and vote. It's just really touching them again. And that, and that's one of the things I've been, while I've been out, you know, talking, a lot of people have opinions about things, about what's going on, but making sure you go into the right place to be heard. That's the main thing to make change happen. You know, you can cry out on Facebook all you want about what's going on in the city, but if you're not in city hall, city meetings, you know, it's not going to be heard by the right person to make that change, you know. And so I'm hoping that I can be the bridge to, A, either I can educate you to come and make those changes you want to make, you know, or I can be a vehicle you can use to tell me what your issues are, and you know, we can make it happen for you, you know. So that's really it. So
Kwanzaa Hudson, our guest on this morning's Community Voice program, Democrat candidate for District 71. He's unchallenged in the general primary, but he will be challenged by one of two Republicans who run your ballots for today as well. And he'll know his challenger at maybe at 9 or 10 o'clock tonight. Are you having a gigantic party to find the results?
No, tonight? Not at all. I'm just going to look for, wait till you post it. That's it.
Fair enough. Time right now is 8:51. I'm going to try and sneak in a couple more questions for Kwazi after we take this final break. Also talk about maybe all the hullabaloo and, quote, chaos that's going on in the city of Villarrica, and where State Rep. Jay Collins, District 71, got involved. And we'll talk about, get your opinions on that as well. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
The Entrepreneur Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in business and leadership. Critical areas include identifying entrepreneurial characteristics, selecting a value position, and business model development. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice. My guest this morning, Kwazi Hudson. He is the Democrat candidate for District 71, State House Rep. Again, he's on the general ballot, general elections ballot, this coming up this November. He'll find out who will be challenging him. The Republican race concludes this evening. Two candidates for that race. And the winner of that will be on the ballot opposing Kwazi. In the last 6-7 minutes here, we think about a lot of stuff that's gone on. I can't even recap it in my news stories anymore because there's, you know, I'm trying to do a nice little 45-second story, minute-and-a-half story, and I can't recap everything that's happened over the last 6 months
right.
to remind everybody why this happened today and why we're at this point
right.
and why this means something. But Jay Collins did get involved in it. District 71 State House Rep did get involved and put out some legislation that changed the powers of the mayor,
right.
made
right.
it kind of a stronger mayor position.
Right.
And it was... You know, I think it was motivated by a reaction to a lot of constituents in there.
Right.
Do you want to recap on all the hullabaloo of Villarrica itself, or how about? I mean, how do you feel about a state rep getting involved in local politics to change the charter?
Well, I believe that that's always going to be a conversation that's going to be having. You know, as a state representative, you should be talking to your local city council members and your mayors about what things they want from you, from the state. You know, so. That's the conversation.
It takes the state. It takes the state to change the charter.
Right.
Initially.
Right. Yeah. Right. Now, I just want to say that I'm probably going to stay away from it as much as because I'm trying to stay away from it. But it's just to me, it's just sad that we're still in month five of this in Villarrica, and Jay did come in and try to attempt to resolve the issue. But I believe his last city council meeting, I was sitting there just because I just wanted to feel the vibe, and it's not a good vibe at all. That last city council meeting, it was still 4-1 to keep Tom as the city manager, you know. So I don't know where we at. I don't know if she's going to still continue pushing that, or is it done deal with city council. I just wish it can be resolved where if this is the way we're going, are we going to continue this on down the road? Because there's a lot of things in Villarrica that needs to be done. instead of having this soap opera still going on. And y'all can come at me if y'all want to, bro. I'm cool with the. My skin is thick, but with this soap opera continuing to go on, there's a lot of things that's going on in the city that needs really the council's attention, you know. And if their attention is still on, if we're going to get rid of Tom or fire Mr. Barber or what's going on, I mean, it's been like maybe 2 or 3 votes already about this and he's still not been fired. Let's pack our bags and move on, bro. Like, for real, we're in month 5.
Time right now is 8:56. I want to give you a little bit of time. So again, to remind us, you know, who you are, what talent, what skill, what, you know, like what committees would you be interested in being part of? If you go up there to the state, what is the skill and the focus that you'll be able to be, you know, hey, let's ask Quasi for that because he has this background or he's done this.
I'm not going there just saying this is what I want. You know, I've learned that you gotta prove yourself everywhere you go to. You know, and I mean that by just being in this seat right here. You know, Miss Brooks and Dr. Brooks and Miss Corliss, you know, dragged me. I ain't gonna say dragged me, but pulled me into working the county of NAACP Corners Club a long time ago. And before I would start speaking, I was a carrier, the water guy. You know, carried this to my trunk, put these chairs up, put this table up. You know, and that lasted about a good year or two. And then maybe they start allowing me to go in meetings with them and actually talking within our meetings first, then going to meetings with them and sitting in the back. And maybe after 4 years, they start letting me speak at the meetings that we had with officials and leading those meetings. So I'm not one for coming in Bogart and trying to say this is where I need to be at, things of that nature. I'm one, just let me get in where I fit in. I'm gonna learn how to maneuver, you know. I'm gonna learn how to move. I'm gonna learn who's who. I'm gonna learn who to talk to and who not to talk to, and learn who I can talk to and who I can work with, you know. Because this position is not like I can kick in a door and lift the earth and make everything change. It's gonna take some. I think it's like maybe I forgot. Maybe 190 something people in the Georgia Assembly. So I'm just one or whatever, you know, and I have to find people in there who I can work with, who are willing to listen to me, and who are willing to talk. And I'm willing to talk to anybody and work out anything, you know. I do have red lines on some things, but it's just, you know, I can't negotiate everything. I can't make everything happen. I can't bend over backwards for everybody, but I'm willing to compromise some things to get some things done. So if you're willing to get some things done, we can talk. But if not, you know, we're not. So, and that's the thing why I see our politics are right now, is that everybody's on each side of the wall screaming, this is what I want. You know, I'm kind of sort of trying to be steady in the middle, you know, with how I feel. But also, I understand where you're at. Let's at least have a conversation, you know.
Now, Quasi, do you have a website up or anything like that, or an email, Facebook? How can people get in touch with
you?
Like if they want to help with your campaign, tomorrow is kind of like day one.
Most definitely. We've been taking our time getting out because we don't have a primary, but you can find everything coming up. The website is not up, but we're working on it. The email is up. The social media is not up. We're working on it. But it's all going to be Quasi, KWASIFOR71. That's quasi471@gmail.com. That's the email. That's the quasi471.com. That's the website. And it's going to be quasi471 on all social media. So, boom, boom.
Well, good to see you again, man. Thanks for coming out. Thank you for the cinnamon rolls.
Thank you, Mr. Wortham. Yes, sir. Thank you for having me. Yes, sir.
And thank you for listening to this morning's program here on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3. I think I got about 30 seconds, so I do want to remind you that 7 o'clock tonight, when the polls close, tune into News Talk 1330 FM 106.3, KISS 102.7, and WKNG and/or WKNG King Country 93.7. Me and Mark Butler, former labor commissioner, former House rep. Mm-hmm. He's my co-host tonight, so he may be able to say some stuff that I can't when I'm just laying it out there, just the bland numbers. He may be able to say some snarky stuff, and you know, who knows? It's worth tuning in just for that. But we will have the results, and maybe, like I said, maybe we'll sneak in Coweta County and Douglas County numbers too if we do have time. Anyway, tune in tonight, 7 o'clock here at News Talk 1330. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.